Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so again, we welcome everyone to the CEO work session.
North Salt Lake Redevelopment Agency meeting.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Do you want to just go ahead and take the item on the agenda that we have on the agenda for this?
Sure, thank you, Mayor. We have two resolutions on the agenda. They both cover the same topic. And so just by way of a brief introduction, the state legislature in 2020 had a special session. They had several special sessions, but in the sixth special session, they enacted a law that allowed for redevelopment agencies who have projects which generate tax increment revenues to extend for a period of up to 2 years the end dates of the TIF collection periods for those projects. If those redevelopment agencies believed or felt or based on property owners and developers indicating such that there were some delays due to COVID. I've reached out to our developers in both the Highway 89 and the Redwood Road CDA project areas. And so in the resolutions, you'll notice, and we'll just take the first resolution, it deals with Highway 89. And we even though we've accomplished several and approved several projects that are in the plan for the Highway 89 CDA, we did have a property owner, that is the owner of the Williamsburg project, indicated to us verbally, and now yesterday we got a written description of the ways that COVID impacted their project. And that project has been delayed because of COVID. They had investors that were reluctant to continue to invest in the project. They have supply chain issues. Their contractors are having labor problems, all related to COVID. And so the project, though it's underway and getting going, has been delayed longer than it would have otherwise in the absence of COVID. So the proposal here, and this is resolution number RDA 2021-01R, and it will extend the Highway 89 CDA project by 2 years. And so the collection period today is 2034. And the collection period that's proposed, and there is a mistake in the resolution, I apologize for that. The extension period will be December 31st of 2036. So it goes from 2034 to 2036. And I think this will be an important extension in the Highway 89 CDA, and it will be very helpful to carrying out the entire plan for that project area. And I think it's a real benefit. I think it's forward looking of the state legislature to allow cities to do this kind of extension. So I'd encourage this to be approved.
Is there any further discussion or is there a motion?
I was trying to find the packet here, but you read off it was RDA 2021-01R. Okay, I'll make a motion that the council pass resolution, or not the council, I guess this is the
RDA board.
RDA board passed the resolution RDA-2021-01R as it has been explained.
I'll second.
Do we have a motion and a second? Is there any further discussion? All in favor by roll call, Brian?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
Stan?
Aye.
Natalie?
Aye.
And I vote aye. So that passed unanimously. Next one, Ken.
Thank you. The next one is the same resolution number, except it's 02R. This resolution was added as the mayor and I considered this agenda and the board meeting coming up. He asked me about the Redwood Road CDA project. I didn't originally include it because that project is further along than Highway 89 CDA. We've accomplished a number of our objectives, including the development of the Lee's Marketplace shopping center, the development of the majority of the Kimball property, albeit it's developed in, with something that we didn't envision. And we've had numerous buildings reconstructed and new buildings built in the CDA. This is a very healthy project area, but we do have about 12 and a half acres on the Kimball frontage parcels, which are delayed. And in talking with the Kimballs, they have experienced delays due to COVID, as everybody has in that situation. And Utah has an interesting market. It's a very hot market right now in certain ways, but it's nevertheless impacted by COVID. And certainly for those parcels, I've been reaching out to hotels. I've been reaching out to other developers on and off a little bit. And there's just some hesitancy, and that has affected the development of those parcels. So I think this is a good candidate for extension. The end date on this project on the TIF collection period today is 2029. And so we would be extending it to the year 2031. And we are recommending approval of this one as well.
Okay, any further discussion or is there a motion?
Mayor, I'll move that the RDA board approves RDA 2021-02R, a resolution authorizing the extension of collection of tax increment for an additional 2 years in the Redwood Road Community Development Area due to the COVID-19 emergency.
Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Was that Stan or Brad?
Yeah, that was me. Stan.
Okay, so we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor by roll call. Stan?
Aye.
Natalie?
Aye.
Brian?
Aye.
Lisa?
Aye.
And I vote aye. So that passed unanimously. Any other items that we have to take care of?
No, I don't believe so. Thank you for taking time tonight to have a meeting. Appreciate it.
Can I ask a really quick question? We are going to have a vacancy on our council when Brian is sworn in as mayor. Are we already working on that, or do we have to wait until we have the vacancy?
No, we don't have to wait. The plan is to, and the law requires us to advertise that position 2 weeks before we intend to fill it. And so we'll do that coming up here in mid-December, and we will have an open application period so that on your first meeting in January, you will be able to interview the candidates, which is required. You have to do that in an open meeting and make a selection in an open meeting. So that's kind of our plan.
That sounds great. When you have the information to recruit and the application, will you forward it to all of us so we can forward it on?
You bet. Sure will.
And just, we will have one vacancy on the Planning Commission that we'll be advertising too. Assuming that the new mayor decides to reappoint the two planning commissioners whose first terms are up as well.
Okay. Well, I don't have to worry about that. But so anyway, we'll see you all next Tuesday, I hope, for the Christmas party.
Oh, I have one more question before where are the fireworks going to be held for the 75th anniversary?
So the fireworks will be going off in the center of Hatch Park, and our event will be right here in the Veterans Memorial Park that's on the City Hall site where the amphitheater is. And so that's where we'll be hosting people and Santa Claus and other things. So I'll send you a description of what we're planning on doing, but those fireworks are set for 7:30 on Monday the 13th.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. That's one advantage in doing them in the winter. You don't have to wait till 10 o'clock.
Yeah, we could do them at 5:30 too if we wanted to.
Yeah.
All right, is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make the motion to adjourn.
All in favor? Aye.
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 And we'll see you guys next week. All right, take care.
Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Thanks.